podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
I'm currently in a peaceful state with my computers at the house. I have a regular desktop.
But when you purchase that laptop, good Lord, the computer gods were against you.
For God's sakes, Emily knows how horrible it was, back and forth to the store. Issues, freezing, this, that, and the other.
Your mood ring was a filthy shade of brown.
And there's something about it. Like, I don't lose my temper over usually too many things. Every once in a while, somebody down the hall. But but usually I'm pretty chill given my Mediterranean blood, except when it comes to computers, because they will get us all so frustrated that we just...
It's just supposed to work. You pay so much for these things.
Yeah, just work.
It's work.
I know.
We're so spoiled.
Just like
hit
they do
the
in
button.
The movies.
You know, just work. So there's a guy down in Colorado Springs, Lucas is his name, and he said that he and his Dell computer have been, quote, fighting for the last several months. Look, Lucas, we all feel your pain. We know what you've been going through. The way Lucas handled it, though, on Monday night, he grabbed his computer, took it out to the alley behind his house, and he unloaded his gun on
it.
Whoa! 8 shots into the computer.
Eight?
It's like 50 Cent style here.
Yeah. Other people, however, neighbors around him, heard the gunshots, called the police, and Lucas was arrested.
Oh, you think the police would get it? They're like, yeah, we get it.
Discharging a firearm within city limits.
Pretty funny, though.
There's a photo. I might post this photo on. I think I'll post the picture of the computer with the bullet holes in it.
Just blown to pieces.
No, there's just, it's really, you got to see it. It's just a computer with 8 bullet holes inside.
All right.
It's a desktop.
Funny.
And I think we all absolutely feel his pain. he fired for all of us.
This was for everybody.
He kind of, so to speak, took a bullet for all of us.
Yeah. For IT guys everywhere.
Dang, yeah. It feels good to be a gangster.
And you know, the funny coincidence about all this is that the story is reported on the website called The Smoking Gun.
Hey, perfect.
So anyway, I'll post that picture because I think we all want to see it. And we also... Quickly, I think Jeremy wants to give a little public thank you to everybody who's been reaching out with the birth of your new baby daughter.
Yeah, we've been getting so many nice deliveries, balloons, flowers from friends and family and clients of the radio station. So a big thank you. It's unfortunate, though, because hashtag I hate cats, and we have a cat, and all these beautiful flowers are going into one room in our house. And then I have to close the door.
So the cat doesn't eat them?
So the cat doesn't eat the flowers and then barf all over the house while we're gone. Because she will. She's so attracted to plants and stuff. She'll gobble them up and then...
Oh, gross.
You hear that every 10 minutes.
Oh.
And it's all over the house. So I want to say thank you so much, but unfortunately they're in a room with the door closed. Stupid cats.
It's got to smell nice
cats.
In that room, though.
Yeah. It's so lovely.
It's fun. You know, Nicole had to have the C-section. So we were laying on the bed the other night, just, you know, talking at the end of the night. And Nicole's laying there, and up jumps the cat from the floor. Boom.
Shut
right
up.
Onto Nicole's C-section area.
Oh.
She jumped up and was like, So that will, you know, that just confirms cats are evil.
Come on.
Yeah. Well,
that's funny.
No more cats for me.
Let's shift gears, go to the Broncos. The NFL released their regular season schedules yesterday for all the teams. It becomes a big deal. They even do a big announcement. It's broadcast live. The NFL knows how to...
They got to stay top of mind.
They know how to work the system all year long. The draft's coming up in, what, like a week?
Oh, I can't wait.
They're really stealing the thunder from the baseball, aren't they?
Well, we're glad, too. By the way, side note, Rockies took a... 5-3 lead into the 8th inning last night, and the bullpen again gave up 4, and Rockies lose again.
They get tired, Don.
They're 5th in a row, blah, blah, blah. Let's go back to football. The Broncos are the darlings of network television because I think you're allowed to have 5 primetime games. The Broncos have 5 primetime, including a Thursday night game, 1 Monday night game, and 3 Sunday night games on national television. 2 of those national television Sunday night games are against the Green Bay Packers, which will be huge, and Tom Brady and the New England Patriots.
Oh, they're pretty good, huh?
I've heard of them, yeah.
Both of those games at Sports Authority Field.
Oh, nice.
Wow.
So in our backyard
here. It's a good moneymaker for the city.
So yeah, it's great for the city,
yep.
And it's great for the team to get this much exposure, and
I hope we just don't go overboard like we did last year. The whole United and Orange. And
it's already started.
It was too much too soon, and it jinxes us. It totally jinxes us.
I've already seen a lot of, like, one of my good friends on Facebook has already posted the game that she wants to take her son to. Mm-hmm. And she said, he's got to see PFM before he retires.
Could be it.
And I'm thinking, you know, you're just referring to your 6-year-old, 7-year-old son. And then PFM.
What does that mean, Mom?
Freaking.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.